This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sounds of worshipers at St. Peter's Square chanting Viva Papi, or Long Live the Pope in Italian. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body, his head resting on a pair of crimson pillows, lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica Monday, as tens of thousands queued to pay tribute to the pontiff, who shocked the world by retiring about a decade ago. On an eve of the first of 3 days of viewing, the Italian security officials said at least 25,000 to 30,000 people filed in, and it would come Monday, but by the end of the first day's viewing, about 65,000 persons had passed by. And that's according to the Vatican. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Russia is planning a protracted campaign of attacks with Iranian drones to exhaust Ukraine. Ukraine, he said, had to act and do everything so that the terrorists fail in their aim, as all their others have failed. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday that the United States is not discussing joint nuclear exercises with South Korea. It's contradicting remarks by his South Korean counterpart as tensions flare with North Korea. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol had said that Seoul and Washington are discussing possible joint exercises using U.S. nuclear assets with South Korea, and the leader Kim Jong-un branding the South as undoubted enemy. This is VOA News. Latin American leaders converged on Brazil to meet with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on his first full day in office Monday, welcome him back to the power, and hoping his country assumes a great role in the international stage. Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, rarely traveled abroad or received visiting heads of state and found himself increasingly isolated. South American heads of state, some of them fellow leftists though, not all, currently welcome Lula's third term in office and wanted greater participation from the continent's largest economy. After a whirlwind 18-month probe, the House panel investigating the Capitol riot is shutting down. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
2 weeks ago,
the Select Committee stands adjourned.
Chairman Benny Thompson's panel held its last public meeting, releasing its final report and recommending the Justice Department prosecute Donald Trump. The committee's work is now done, and its time officially up once the new GOP-led House is sworn in. In a final message, Thompson and Vice Chair Liz Cheney say the justice system is responsible for what happens next. They say accountability is critical to stopping any future scheme to overturn an election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More details from VOA's Phil Mercer on Australia's decision to join other countries in requiring COVID testing for travelers coming from China.
Australia says a lack of detailed data from authorities in Beijing has prompted a move to mandate COVID-19 testing for people arriving from China. With infections rising sharply in China, Australia is joining countries like the United States, Japan, and France in ordering pre-departure virus screening for arrivals from China. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands of mourners, including high school students and Supreme Court justices, began filing past the body of Pele on Monday on the century-old field where he made his hometown team of one of Brazil's best. Soccer great died Thursday after a battle with cancer at the age of 82. Pelé's coffin was on placed midfield in the stadium outside of Sao Paulo that was his home for most of his career. Brazil's newly inaugurated president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will come there shortly before Pelé's coffin removed from the stadium. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.